This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The United States and key mediators Egypt and Qatar are intensifying efforts to push Israel and Hamas toward a ceasefire deal. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Zwara has this report.
Talks are scheduled Thursday in Doha, the capital of Qatar. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror group, is signaling it will not attend. Hamas political officer Osama Hamdan said the group expects to be told by the mediators that Israel has accepted what is being offered, and any meeting should be based on talking about implementation mechanisms and setting deadlines rather than negotiating something new. On Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre projected confidence that talks will happen. Patsy Whitaker-Zwara, VOA News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lobbed a series of personal and policy-based attacks at his Democratic rival Kamala Harris in a speech on Wednesday, hoping to recover from a difficult stretch during which his lead in opinion polls has all but evaporated. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer explains.
Harris's entry into the race after President Joe Biden dropped out has dramatically changed its tone. Polls have consistently shown her closing the gap on Trump, and some now have her ahead in the race for the November election. Nationally, Harris was ahead of Trump by 5 percentage points, 42% to 37% in an Ipsos poll published on Thursday. The surge has rattled Trump's campaign, and he's responded with insults. Though Trump spoke about policy in more detail than he has at other recent events, he continued to lob personal jabs at Harris, at one point calling her stupid and insulting her laugh.
That was Reuters correspondent.